Welcome back to our Tefillah series. We are up to the first Hallelujah. Up to the first Hallelujah. Let's see if I finish that. Yaseb Shmuel Shmoka Ben Yitzchak. And just looking for something here. No, all right. So, first Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Halina Shir Hashem. Hashem, praise Hashem for my neshama. Hallelujah, Hashem, Chayai, Azamrelu, Lekav Yodi. I will praise Hashem while I live. I will make music to Hashem while I exist. Why is music so important? So I one time saw a quote from Avram Fried, Avram Mekayan Friedman, that the reason why music is so important is because music is a way that everybody can come together and unite and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'al tiftach amrei devim, b'ven adam she'ein lo teshuah. Do not rely on nobles nor on a human being, for he holds no salvation. The ruah, tisei rucho yeshuli amatav, v'yamahu avdu ashenotav. When his neshama departs, he returns to his earth on that day, his plans will perish. Meaning the day that a person is nifter, all his plans are out the window. His neshama goes up to heaven. Ashrei she'ol Yaakov Yezro shevru kel Hashem alokav. Praiseworthy is one whose help is at Yaakov's God, whose hope is in Hashem, his God. He is the maker of heaven and the maker of earth. The maker of heaven and the maker of earth. Rabbi Sai, Hashem created every being. And we all have a plan. Etayam yet kosherban, the sea and all that is in them, the fish, the seaweed, the crabs, the corals. Who created them? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashomer Amet Liolam, who safeguards Amet, who safeguards true forever. He does justice for the exploited, for those who are, for whatever reason, embarrassed and called on the carpet for something wrong. He gives bread to the hungry, releases the bound, those who are bound to a wheelchair, and Hashem gives sight to the blind, Hashem Gech Avram. Hashem streets into the bat. Hashem Ohe Sadikim, Hashem loves Sadikim. Hashem Shemarat Geirim, Hashem protects the Geirim. Yotami Yamadada, Rish Yaldab Darach Hashem Yaveh. Orphans and widows he encourages. But the way of the wicked he does not like. Hashem should reign forever, your God, from Sion, from generation to generation, we praise you. So how can we summarize this, and what lessons can we possibly get out of this? So, Shimon Schwab said in his summary, in his Sefer HaTefillah, he says the following. He says that He says that the reason why that the summary is that Shemokeach Ephraim, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will heal the burn. But when Mashiach comes, when we finally appreciate all that Hashem does, that's when we will finally appreciate, that's when everything will go to normal. But we need to earn that right. We need to earn that. Rav Yosef Joy Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University, he said, goes in a different level. As Amralu KVOD, Sing Hashem, we shouldn't rush through our davening. We should take our time. Some people have to work, but just think about the words and think about how what is important to us. Think about the different lines. If a person is blind, take that line that Shabbat for him and daven that perhaps one should become better. Someone who is wheelchair bound, daven for him. This is just a reminder of things that we should already be doing. And in terrible times, we need that reminder that, things can be worse, but things could also be better. Imagine if everybody was back to the way it should be. Just imagine for a second, it would be such a better place. Such a better place. If there was no autism, no disease, no, I happen to have autism, I would get made fun of constantly for it. There are things that would be so much better. And it looks like Hashem always watches over the gear and watches, gives courage to the widow and orphan, but makes this path for the wicked torturous. That's referring to the present and the times of Mashiach, according to Rav Kook. But Rav Kook says that Hashem restores sight to the blind, meaning the blind has a wonderful sense of hearing in the present, but even more so. When Mashiach comes, should be Zaycheh. Those who are blind will be able to see. Those who are bent, those who are crippled, those who cannot stand, those who are hunchback will be able to walk and stand perfectly. Those who are a little wobbled will be healed. And Hashem loves the tzaddikim. Those who are missing a finger or two, when Mashiach comes, everything will be back to normal. But at the same time, we need to be zeicha to have that. That's why we have to end with Rabbi Avraham Goldberg says, that's why we have to end with Yimloch Hashem should reign forever for generations. Now on a Zamar Lakibyo, do you sing to Hashem? Lubavitcher Rabbi, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson says a quick verse, which I've always loved. A conductor knows when there's three violins or four violins. So to us, Hashem knows when one of us are not davening to Him. He needs all of us to daven. He wants to give us what we want. If we don't want Mashiach, He's not going to give it to us. But if we want Mashiach, if we storm the heavens, He'll give it to us. So we appear the blind. He's able to do it. But He wants us to earn it. It's always a wonderful capital to Tehillim, for those our fellow Yidden who need it. Shehamala, we mama can't get Adonai, chocolate, the answer for the world, the God of Adonai. Vona, Tishmaria, Adonai, Miyama, Kimcha, Asriha, Liman, Tibere, Viti Adonai, Kisana, Shiv, Libera, Hai, Chalti, Shishobet, Achiliva, Magwe, Sadak, Shimon, Shimon, Gankila, Hagate, Mava, Oivara, Kiata, Madi, Shivteha, Vishanteha, Hema, Yunakuri, as usual, big, I think when we said it was Shimon, give us a love, so you were rocky, I think, with the. Seems to don't know,